All right, Dwayne Brummett here with Allie Alberigo, schoolownertalk.com. Allie, it's Thanksgiving time, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's interesting, right? And it's funny, though, Dwayne. For us, it's our bubble, Thanksgiving, right? That's part of what our culture does. However, I'm speaking to clients that are out of the country, and they don't have the same stuff going on. So it's interesting in how what we are celebrating in our lives right now is not quite what everyone else is doing around the world. So it's an interesting dynamic, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, I've got a friend in the Philippines who, this is a totally different season for him. So it is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and even my Australian clients going into Christmas holiday for them, but it's the middle of summer, hot weather.
Right.
You know, they're getting winter break. You know, we're going like, they're talking about, camps, that kind of thing. And we're not doing any of that stuff at right now. So it's an interesting dynamic. But, yeah, it's a great time of year, isn't it? I mean, it's just something where, you and I were just quickly chatting, like how lucky we really are.
Yeah, and I definitely, that's what I'd like to talk about. I know you and I said let's talk about that, this call about, just the things that we're thankful for with regards to our business and our family and how it all plays into, our business life and just how grateful we are for that. I know I was walking into the studio yesterday, and I was a little frazzled. I had a lot on my plate yesterday, and walking in the afternoon, and I just stepped out of my car and started to walk in, and it just hit me, how many things that I actually really have to get done, and not just me. I mean, what has to get done inside the studio, and how grateful I am for the staff that I have, because without them, we would not even be anywhere near what we are with the staff. And obviously, everybody is following the systems, but without their expertise in those areas, because I believe that I put individuals in the right spots. We would not be anywhere near. I walked in and I told Melissa, who's my program director, I said, so just walking in from the parking lot and kind of freaking out. And then it just hit me how many things, that we got to get done. And just how, when I walk in, you guys are almost always, if not always, doing it. Even before I even thought of it, you thought of it. And so I told her, I really appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's true, though, and, the same thing goes for my team. However, it's funny, I had, a call-to-God meeting with a few of my staff members yesterday about things that I've asked for that they haven't done and things that they may be overlooking that I'm asking them to pay more attention to. So, we are super lucky, however, we live a lifestyle that, again, and I say this, which is an interesting thing. I mean, when I was a young martial artist, I taught at my teacher's school and paid tuition and would rush in there and spend 3-4 hours and do it 5-6 days a week. In fact, I drove an hour each way to get to my teacher's school. No, it wasn't uphill, and no, I didn't have no shoes. It wasn't one of those. But yeah, I really literally drove from Long Island, New York, Suffolk County, all the way into Ridgewood, Queens every day, sometimes getting stuck in traffic on the way home for 2 hours. But I would have done it, and I did do it for free, and it was an honor for me to do it. I mean, I love the martial arts to the point where it was just a pleasure and an honor to be able to teach in my instructor's school and do it. So we are lucky, we live this really nice lifestyle. And I wanted one thing one of my staff members said that bothered me was it's all about the money, and he's excited because he's selling and signing people up and doing all that. And I kind of take offense to that because, yeah, I look at money as a side benefit to what we do. However, I am a businessman and you're a businessman and we make good money. However, I love helping people. I love changing people's lives. I love sharing my art. And then the money comes, right? So we're really lucky.
It does. And the money does come, but and this isn't the call to do it, but I do want to just add to that is, provided, of course, you've done the groundwork to make sure that it continues to come. I mean, you can be the greatest instructor in the world, but if you don't know how to relay that correctly to your target market, you're only going to grow so big. And I don't mean big within regards to number wise of students, because again, we've talked about before that you could have 150 students and make a great living just with 150 students. So yes, I agree with what you're saying. You build it and you are the person, the right person, doing the right things. It will happen, but there are some small detailed things that need to be there in order to make it consistent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And you know, yeah, you know, listen, you could be a lucky school owner, and there are a lot of them out there where they open up in the right at the right time in the right prime location, and they get hundreds of students, you know, and then they make a lot of money. And a lot of coaches and consultants are these like one-hit wonders, where, you know, they opened up a school and that happened, but then years later they didn't have the wherewithal or the, you know, the stick-to-itiveness to keep the systems growing and improvement, and the schools eventually went out of business. And I can see it. I mean, I honestly, my call to God meeting was with my team. My number's down a little. I'm like, you know, they took their eye off the ball. I've been asking for numbers. They haven't been giving it to me. And I'm like, listen, I'm very frustrated with that. However, you know what? To be able to stand the test of time, you have to constantly be doing the basics. You have to be on top of your game. You have to always work with your team, making sure they're doing their job, staying on top of it. But you know what? In the long run, it's life-changing. You know, you're not only you're helping your students, but you're employing people. I mean, and it is a great way to live your life.
It is. I really am appreciative for the profession that I say that I fell into, because I'd always been interested in the martial arts, but it wasn't until I was age 17 that I actually did it. And,
right.
You know, my mom wouldn't even sign me up. She wouldn't sign the papers because I never followed through with anything. And she's like, I'm not signing these papers. You're going to be 18 in a month and you can sign those papers. Well, you know, my instructor at the time, he shouldn't have done this. This is a no-no, but he did let me he did let me do it for a month before I could sign the papers on my own.
Wow.
So, yeah, that wasn't the right thing to do, but I'm thankful that it happened. And, you know, and
great.
I haven't looked back since. You
crazy
know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, crazy liability issue on his part, but hey, look, he kind of saw past all that and invested in you, and look what it ended up doing. It ended up not only changing your life, but changing hundreds and maybe thousands of others' lives because of you know, what you've been able to accomplish in your life. So it was great for him. You know, and a great choice. But, you know, it's interesting. It's like, you know, that's sometimes what I see. You know, the martial arts are – and let me tell you a quick funny story. I wrote an article in my newsletter. We're talking 20 years ago when I used to have a printed newsletter and I'd mail it out to thousands of people. It cost me a fortune, like $20,000 a year to produce it and mail it and all this stuff. I ended up going digital, of course, and then I didn't have to worry about all that. But anyway, I wrote this newsletter, and I camouflaged it as the benefits of martial arts, but I started it off like, what if I could sell you a vitamin that would literally change your life, make you healthier, reduce your stress level, tone your body, make you be able to defend yourself? And I went on with all the benefits of the martial arts, but it was a vitamin that I was using. And then later on that month, I asked my people how many people read the article. And there was like three or four of them said, oh, that was a great article. And the rest of them like, well, I didn't really read it after I started with the vitamin thing, because right away they turned me off and they weren't interested because they thought I was trying to sell them a vitamin. And the ones that read the article, they didn't realize that it was just talking about what they're doing right now, martial arts, how it's like the magic pill. And, you know, we run and teach almost like this secretive kind of thing where people don't realize how lucky they are by being in the martial arts. Parents don't realize what tools they have by having their kids in the martial arts, because it is, no joke, life-changing. Right?
Most definitely.
Yeah, we're the facilitators of it all, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a better job where you get to go around barefoot in your pajamas and, you know, people respect you. You know, and again, there's a level of respect, obviously, that you give first. It's like I always tell my staff, you know, it's better for them to, you know, respect your personality than your position, because if they respect your personality, then they'll respect your position. You'll get a lot more done anyhow with them. So when I say respect, I don't mean this demanded respect, but this earned respect because of, you know, who you are. I am, and, you know, I'll be the first to tell you that I am not the the best physical martial artist. You know, there are tons and tons of martial artists that can beat me up. You know what I'm saying? But that's not why that's not why I'm in it, so I can be the best karate guy or ninjutsu guy or Krav guy or whatever. Although I work on my skills, don't get me wrong, my passion for me is that I want to use that martial arts as an avenue to change lives. And I liken us a little bit to a school teacher, where we get to be in the kids' lives, but we're better than a school teacher, or I should say, not, I don't mean better than a school teacher. I mean that we have it better than a school teacher because we can be with them for, 6 months to a year to, 12 years, depending on how long they stay with you. And so we have that impact on them a lot longer than the teacher gets the opportunity to.
Right, right. Yeah, well, and unfortunately, but fortunately, we're in the kids' lives or students' lives more so than some of their relatives. And unfortunately, we're in their lives longer, way longer than teachers, school teachers. So it creates us to have to reinvent ourselves continuously throughout that student's life. What I mean by that is, I'll give you an example. I had this little guy when I first opened my dojo. Him and his brother were my second and third student. His name was Tomcat. He was this cute little black-haired kid, short little stocky kid, worked super hard, named Tomcat. He got a little older, and his name changed to Tommy. And then his name changed a little older to Tom, and then it went to Thomas. And then it went back to Tommy, and then now he is a police officer, and it's Officer Ogburn, but the whole entire time as Tom E, Tom, Thomas, changed, we had to reinvent ourselves as instructors because we had to continually stay relevant with him because his mindset. Changing, and we're always, you probably have this, Dwayne, where a kid loves to be in front of the class, you put him up there and you literally made his life, and then he turns 12 or 10 through 14 and you bring him up in front of class and you literally ruined his life, and it changes. So, the longer we have him, the harder it is. So if you're keeping someone for a period of time in your school, like me, I've just promoted seven black belts, I think it was, this last time around, and those kids have been with me anywhere from a minimum of 6 years on up to as long as 12 years. Crazy, right? When you think about that, they've stuck to that thing, this thing that we do for that long, man, we're doing something amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the relationships that we get to build with the students, not just kids but adults as well, parents of the kids that we have as students, our staff, it's amazing. I think it's one of the best jobs in the world. I mean, where can you have your future employees and see them in action before you ever have them on your storm team or SWAT team or your leadership team or whatever? Before you actually decide that there's somebody that you'd want to hire as a junior instructor, or head instructor. I mean, we've got it good. We really do.
And you know what, though? Thinking of all of this sounds like a little fluffy, right? It's we're really lucky where we know it, you and I. But you know what's the really – for me, what is the real amazing thing that I have is that I'm able to do what I want, when I want, how I want. I've been fortunate, and I'm lucky. I'm probably one of the lucky few that have been able to live my entire life with an exception of a two-year period of time in my early, teens, 15 to, 16 years old, I had a job. And then I was self-employed the rest of my life. I literally have always decided when I go on vacation, when I wake up, when I go to sleep, who I surround myself with, how much money I make. No one ever told me you're going to make X amount of dollars a year. I wanted to make it. I would work. Now, by the way, I worked my butt off my entire life as well. And I always had that fear of, you know, not having that, what they call security or stability with a job. But I've always succeeded. And, you know, just like, you know, yesterday you and I were going to chat and I wasn't feeling entirely that well. I just text you, Dwayne, let's reschedule. You're like, sure. You know, if you and I had a job, we might not be able to do that. And I'm really blessed that one thing that I have to be super thankful for, and I owe the martial arts and my businesses this, is that I was literally able to be in my daughter's life from the day she was born until today. She's 15 years old. Every single day of her life I spend with her, drive her to school, pick her up, have lunch and snacks. We watch TV. I mean, to me, that's what martial arts has afforded me and given me the opportunity to do, is to live the life that I choose. I sometimes want to pinch myself. Like, you know, it's just crazy at how lucky I am, right?
And yeah, I agree.
You know, that's what martial arts gave to me. I mean, people who don't do what we do, you and I, and have businesses that we have people helping us run it, and they really don't have the concept of having that freedom. It's magical, right? And it's just incredible.
It is, but I mean, I look at it too. There's a considerable amount of responsibility that an owner of any business has that, you know, some people don't want or aren't willing to take, you know, the risk to do that. So there's a risk reward benefit. It's not easy. I don't know that I had it as good as you. When I say this, here's kind of what I mean. I mean, when I got married, I married my wife. She already had two kids. That same year, I mean, that year, I bought my first house. She had two kids. We had our kid together, so now we have three kids. I bought my partners out. I mean, that whole 2002 was like a blur to me. I mean, it was. My head was spinning, but I was working every single night. I wasn't able to be at the wrestling meets or the volleyball meets that my, you know, daughter and son were doing. There was probably a good 2 to 4 year time period because I was still building my business at that time, where I didn't get to spend time. Now it's different. I mean, I'm at a position now and probably have been for the last 2 or 3 years where, you know, I can be there, and now I'm, you know, benefiting from the fruits of those labors, if that makes sense. So I'm a little jealous that I didn't have it together or whatever, you know, prior to that. But
yeah, and let's not forget, though, I mean, you know, with the freedom that I've had, I've also, you know, like I said, my friends and I get together. I've talked about this on many calls, and we've gotten together. We get together every Thursday, you know, I look at it like they go, I remember calling your dojo at like 7 a.m. to leave a message and you answering the phone. And then calling back at 10:30 p.m. to leave a message and you were there answering the phone. So, I mean, I literally lived and worked my hours. That's why I laugh when some people say to me, you know, well, you know, you've done this. And I'm going like, yeah, but I was at my dojo 14 hours, 15 hours a day for
right.
15 years. However, though, this is the great thing about you and I, Dwayne, is that you've learned so many lessons. I've learned so many lessons, and we share that when we coach people. So it's almost like I say this now because when I started in the martial art industry, and I'm holding up those quote fingers, is that I started in that industry, there was no coaches. There were no systems. It was kind of like, man, you'd try to make friends with the guys who are really doing well and hope that they would share truthfully with you. Now we're inundated with information. We got so much of it, we don't know what to choose, you know? And everybody's a coach because whoever has any part of success, they're always talking about how they did it and how you could do it just like them. So the beauty is now is that so much is available to school owners when you and I didn't have that. And that's what we share. We shave light years off of time spent and pain and anguish off of our clients' lives because we're saying, no, 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 don't do that. Don't experience the mistake. I'm going to share all my mistakes with you. Just do it this way, and you fast track yourself into success.
Yeah, and you know what I like? Yeah, and exactly. And what I like, too, is you and I, and I guess this sounds like we're trying to promote us coaching people, and I don't mean it this way, please.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, don't take it this way. But what I like best now is knowing what my school is and what it represents. my brand and everything in it, now I am able to actually decide what is good for my school and what isn't good for my school. I'm really thankful for that because it gives me the vision and clarity to know what newfangled thing I should be getting myself into or I shouldn't be getting myself into. And that I didn't know before where, you know, these products and other things would come out and everybody's doing great with them. So they say, I'm holding my quote fingers up, right, as you say. So they say they're doing good. And maybe they were, but it doesn't fit my model. It doesn't fit my brand for my school. And so when I go and do it, it collapses or it makes even my regular programs worse because I shouldn't have done it in the first place. So I'm really thankful now for that vision and clarity that I have for my school.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Like, I've gotten some of probably the most, I'm trying to think of a word. Well, the most expensive gems or the most beneficial gems of information in little snippets of time that I've spent with people like Brian Tracy, Deepak Chopra, Tony Robbins, you know, Chris Angel and J.D. Sarantakos from the Chris Angel show, and you know, like, and I'd be with them, and they'd go, hey, Ali, if you did blah, 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 it would change this, and I'm like, wow, coming from this guy who runs this, one of the largest magic shows in the world, or, and his brother who does all of his retail and sales and strategy marketing. You know, or Brian Tracy, you know, I sat with Brian Tracy at a dinner once and we chatted and he's like, he's a black belt, Brian Tracy. And for those of you that don't know him, one of the best sales authors out there and salesmen, trainers. So, and he said to me, Ali, this, you're in the business of creating people's vision for the future. And I'm like, wow, what does that mean? Well, because you're not selling them on today, you're selling them on the future. You're signing them up with anticipation and hopes and dreams that they'll eventually one day be a black belt, be able to defend themselves, lose weight, get in shape. So you have to create a vision within that client. And, you know, some of us have it naturally. We're daydreamers. We're visionaries. But most people need to have it spelled out to them. And anyway, those little snippets of information that I would get from people like that, they're the most valuable information I've ever gotten in my entire life. So you and I, just like on this call, and people always emailing and commenting like, man, that was a good one. You know, that was life-changing. I use it now. I mean, these type of calls, we're just sharing by talking, but I hope people are grabbing the information and it's impacting people worldwide.
Well, why don't we do this? I know we wanted to make this call short, especially since it's holiday week. So listeners, write down one or two things, if you would, that you're thankful for with regards to your life, your school, how it's affected you. It doesn't have to be anything big. You know, I'm thankful for my staff, whatever. And post it on this blog or on the Facebook posts that we have. And let's be thankful this week. Ali, I know that we both have got to run. We both have appointments to get to. But I appreciate your time. And I'm thankful for you as well, and our friendship too. So thank you very much.
Absolutely, man. I feel the same way. So thank you, and thanks, listeners, for sharing and being with us, just sharing your time with us. Have a great day.
Everybody, have a great day.
Happy holidays. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.